Would you look at that? A cute boy actually responded to the job listing. He has no idea about what I have planned for him. With my magic, I can craft dolls of all kinds to serve me in my manner, but he will become a different kind of doll. Not a doll of hard, stiff porcelain, but one that is soft and limp. A perfect sissy doll. My perfect sissy doll. Thanks so much for responding to the job listing. Yeah, the images don't do the manner justice. Everyone always has that same reaction when they see it in person. Here, come in, come in. It looks like there's a storm rolling through soon, so let's head inside. Just have a seat on the couch, and I'll have Maria get us something to drink. She's my most trusted housekeeper. Is tea okay with you? Good, good. Oh, there you are, Lady Maria. This is our new guest. He's the lovely boy that responded to my job listing to help out with some of the cleaning duties around the house. I can tell you're already quite excited to work very closely with him. He is certainly quite the cutie. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you embarrassed. It's just been so long since we've had someone outside my family in this house. Lady Maria, be a dear and prepare your special tea for our guest, why don't you? Thank you. I can tell that you're excited to work with her as well, judging by how your gaze is locked on her ass. Oh, dear me. There I go again, embarrassing my guest. She's a lovely woman, though, isn't she? Her ghostly, pale skin and long white hair bundled up in a ponytail. She is quite the extraordinary figure, but she usually is quite covered up when new guests show up. Don't worry, my good boy. I'm sure as you work here, you'll see plenty more of her. And I'm quite flattered. She's not the only one your gaze has wandered on. I do work hard at keeping my physique in good shape, so I'm pleased to see that you find it pleasing as well. But I suppose I should get us back on track. You're here for the job. The eye candy is just an extra perk, I suppose. So, as the job listing mentioned, this is a month-long endeavor. During that time, you will be tasked with helping clean and maintain the manor. You will be working closely with Lady Maria, and she should be able to show you everything you need to know. After the month is up, you're welcome to stay longer if you'd wish, but despite that Maria and I are usually the only living beings that walk these halls, we can manage on our own. Any questions? Oh, who's that standing by the window? Dear, I'm so sorry. It's been a while since we've had guests, so I forget that my life-sized dolls can be quite unsettling for some people. I love to craft dolls. As a child, I started out with making small ones, but as I've grown older, I've started to craft ones that more closely resemble the human form. This one's quite elegant. I modeled her after my late sister. When I stare at her eyes, it's almost as if I'm gazing upon her once again. But I'm quickly reminded that it is simply a doll and not actually her. I'm sure one day I'll perfect my craft to make her even closer to her actual self. So don't be alarmed if you see more of these dolls throughout the manor. They won't bite and don't move on their own, so pay no mind to them. Do be friendly to them, though. I know they are just dolls, but I do appreciate a guest that treats my works of art with respect. Ah, you're back with the tea, Lady Maria. Yes, hand our lovely guest a cup. Please, no need to be modest. Drink as much as you'd like. It's good, isn't it? A blend of green and red herbs mixed with a hint of sweetness to balance out the flavors. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. I was asking if you had any more questions. Is something the matter? You're starting to feel drowsy. Don't worry, my good boy. Just lay your head down and sleep. Sleep, and when you awake, you will be born anew. Oh, look. Our good boy is finally awake. Calm down, calm down. Don't struggle. My dolls are holding your wrists and ankles. Just relax and don't make my precious dolls have to hold you tighter than they need to. Good boy. Just relax. I know your mind is still a bit foggy. It might take a couple of minutes for the effects of the sedative that your tea's been laced with to wear off, so just keep your body relaxed and just listen to me. I am a witch. A witch that specializes in doll making, but as you can clearly see, these are no ordinary dolls. They can move and follow my every command. The perfect servants. But there's one type of doll that I've always wanted to make that would require more than simple magic to craft. A sissy doll. An obedient, permanently horny, submissive little slut. That could be my fuck toy. Countless nights I'd pleasured myself at the thought of finally creating my perfect sissy doll. Until one day, I crafted a simple plan to lure an unsuspecting, feminine little boy like you into my grasp. A little boy that I've turned into my little girl. The effects of the sedative should have cleared up by now, so you should be fully aware of the short, lacy maid skirt I've slipped your dainty body into. Not to mention the silky, thigh-high stockings wrapped around your smooth legs and the sexy heels adorning your cute little feet. You look so absolutely perfect. Even with all the magic in the world, I could not have replicated a more perfect sissy doll. From your subtle curves, your natural long lashes, to your adorable little clitty, you're absolutely beautiful. This is what you were meant to be. Certainly not a man, not even a boy. You were meant to be my good girl. My sissy girl. My perfect sissy doll. What's the matter? You seem so panicked. I know it must be hard to discard the false notion your society has taught you. That you need to be a strong, dominant man and use your cock to fuck your partners. But fate's not really given you such capabilities. It instead gifted you with a soft, tender frame, a naturally submissive disposition, and a small, delicate little cock. Those aren't the features of a man. Those are the features of a sissy. My. And just what do we have here poking up from those lacy, crotchless panties underneath your skirt? Why, it's your little throbbing clitty, poking up and leaking drops of your girly pre-cum. I haven't even administered my permanent arousal spell yet, and you're already getting excited. I knew that you would make for the perfect sissy. But right above this needy little clitty on the bare skin of your pelvis, I'll press my fingernail into your skin. Feel my fingertip trace out the symbol of your submission. Let my finger burn into your flesh, an emblem to signify the start of your transformation. I know it hurts, my dear, but just relax and let my magic start to spread throughout your body. Hold her firmly, my dolls. I'm almost finished. The seal is complete now, and let's just have that pain turn into pleasure. What delicious moans you are making. Not to mention just how receptive you are to my magic. Let the sexual energy consume you. Let the perverse thoughts of depravity from the depths of your soul bubble up and drown your conscious mind. Feel the uncontrollable erotic urges that have fully awakened and feel them send shivers to every corner of your body. But as receptive as you are, you are quite the stubborn one. I can sense a part of you still clings dearly to its fleeting concept of manhood. A part of you that still believes you were meant to become a man. I have to say, it will bring me great pleasure to utterly crush that feeble part of you. To purge every trace of masculinity you have left. And what better way to rid your mind of these false thoughts than to deal with this throbbing little cock? Let me just wrap my fingers around this useless, tiny thing. I didn't even need to shrink it down. It was already small. With just the tips of my fingers, I'll start to gently stroke you. There would have been no way you could have ever even satisfied a partner with this cute little cock. So really, this is for the best. Don't worry though, as my sissy doll, you won't ever have to worry about your lack of sexual stamina, lack of acceptable size or ability to get an erection. And that's because you won't ever get another erection again once my spell is complete. Your useless little clitty will stay soft and limp, just like a sissy should be. As a sissy, you have no need for such functions. You're never going to be doing any of the fucking in any sexual encounter, so it's better this way. My, are you getting close to coming already? Just from a little bit of stroking. You really were meant to be a girl. Well then, come, my little sissy. Squirt out the last traces of the little virility you had as a boy. All of it. There we go. Let it all dribble out and feel your clitty grow smaller, softer, and completely limp. It's perfect now. Just like it always should have been. Let me give your little useless clitty a kiss. And a little lick. It's just so sensitive, isn't it? So delicate and receptive to my tongue. I just love spoiling your little clitty with attention now that it's so perfectly supple. And despite all the pleasure this is bringing you, how aroused, how horny, how hot you're getting, your little clitty refuses to get hard again. But you can still feel it building, can't you? Another blissful orgasm slowly consuming you. Making your girly body feel hot and wet. Three orgasms is what it takes to make my spell permanent. To fully lock away your erections. To fully seal away your manhood and keep your clitty permanently limp. You already came once, and I can tell you're almost ready to come again. Don't try to resist. You never really needed to use this ineffective part of yourself. It has no purpose in your life now other than to be teased and rubbed. Just give in and come. Give up any notion of ever using this cute little clitty for fucking ever again. Your legs are trembling, and unlike your first orgasm, you're trying so hard to keep yourself from going over the edge. If you got your erections back, Well, you'd never feel my lips wrapped around your clitty again. Isn't it better to stay limp so that you can enjoy my mouth? Does your manhood really mean all that much to you? Is it really worth fighting for? Wouldn't it be better to stay just like this? Soft and limp like a good sissy should? Just give in. Give in to the pleasure. Give in and become my perfect sissy doll. Come, my good girl. Come and let me taste your essence. So good. You're coming so much. Good girl. Your mind must be in a haze of arousal and euphoria right now. Just focus on that and let those good feelings control you. We're not done yet. You still need to come one more time for the spell to fully transform you. Come here, Lady Maria. The second you laid eyes on our little sissy when she walked through the front door, I knew she'd gotten you excited. But you were so obedient and held yourself back. How easy it would have been to just pin her against the wall and have her all to yourself. Now's your chance to take her. Now's your chance to fuck this little sissy slut. Now's your chance to fuck this little whore and lock her erections away forever. Make her come, Lady Maria. My little sissy watches her robe slide off her elegant body and fall to the floor. Do you see now the smooth curves of her crafted body? Yes. Lady Maria is indeed a doll of my making, but she's not like the rest. Her synthetic body is firm and ample like any woman, but I do not control her and she can act on her own volition. She is just as alive as you or me, full of unquenched desire and urges. And between her legs, yeah, you see it now. Her magnificent girl cock, so thick and throbbing, oozing with her arousal. Many nights this girl cock has given me unparalleled pleasure, and now you get the privilege to experience it as well, and see why your little clitty could never compare or be needed. Prepare yourself, my little sissy. For Lady Maria is going to take your ass and make you come like the good girl you are. My dolls, spread my sissy's legs apart. Hold her ankles and get her body into position to be bred. You feel her tip pressing against your entrance, slowly pushing its way in, slowly opening your body to the untapped pleasures you were missing out on in your past life. Relax your body and relax your naughty little pussy. I know you're excited to finally be used. There we go. Don't think, just feel. Just let your sissy pussy accept her girl cock. Just let it slide into you and stimulate your G-spot. She's almost all the way in. Just a bit more. Yes, feel her hips press against yours. And savor the pleasure of being completely filled, a feeling you'd never be able to give someone else. But now get the privilege to indulge in this pleasure yourself. Let yourself go, Maria. No need to hold back. Break this little sissy's mind with your girl cock.
Oh, that's it, my little slut. Take that big, thick girl cock.
Learn to love this feeling. The feeling of getting fucked.
It's the only way to achieve this level of pleasure. And every time her thick shaft slides past your little G-spot, it slowly but surely drowns all the remaining willpower you have left. But even still, I sense a part of you still resists. You still bite your lip to keep yourself from moaning out like the shameless whore you are.
Fine, then. If you want to hold on to your masculinity so much, then I'll give you back your erections. I'll let your useless little clitty get all stiff again, just like you want. Isn't it cute, instantly springing up so quickly? You don't need to become my sissy doll. You got your precious erections back. I've restored your manhood to its former insignificance. And after Maria is finished fucking you, then you can just go back to your former life. What's the matter? Do you not trust me? What's going on, my good boy? You got your little cock back to normal, so why are you whimpering? Isn't this what you wanted? Aren't you happy being a boy again? You can't seem to come. Why, if I let you come, then that would complete my previous spell. If you come, then you'd lose your erections forever and be my sissy doll. But that's not what you wanted. You wanted to stay a normal boy. So the only way to keep you from completing the spell would be for me to seal away your orgasms. If you want to stay a normal boy, then you'll have to give up coming ever again. Now tell me, is your pathetic little manhood still worth it? Wouldn't it be better to stay soft and limp so you can keep coming again? Oh, Maria, you look simply divine fucking our stubborn little boy into submission. I know firsthand the unrivaled stamina you have, but no need to flaunt it now. When you're ready to come, just come. Fill his boy pussy up with your luscious cum, and we'll let him go. And after Maria comes, you'll be free. You can take off the skirt and panties, put on your boy clothes again, and go back to normal life. You'll get to enjoy your precious erections, but never again will you come. This is what you want, right? To be a boy again? Once Maria comes, that's it. Your chances of ever having another orgasm is over. I can tell you're close, Maria. Whenever you're ready, fill him up. Fill up this foolish boy and let him live the rest of his life orgasm-free. She's about to come, little boy. Are you sure this is what you want? To never orgasm again? Are your pathetic erections so important to you that you'd give up your orgasms forever? Get ready, boy. Your life without coming is about to begin. What's that? What do you say? Oh, did you just say that you'll be my sissy? I don't think so. You'll have to be more convincing than that. Your whimpering and begging is adorable. But sadly, no, I'm still not convinced. You just selfishly want to come like a horny boy. You don't truly want to become a perfect sissy doll. You're willing to give up your erections forever. Well, that's a start. If you want to be my perfect little sissy doll, then I want you to say it out loud. I want you to moan it out and beg me like your life depends on it. I want you to say to me that you have a useless little clitty that should always remain soft and limp. That you were never meant to use it for sex. Tell me that you will be obedient and submissive. That you will serve me and my pleasure along with anyone else's pleasure that wants to use you. Beg to become my perfect sissy fuck toy. Say all of that, and I'll let you come. I'll set you free. Yes. Well done, my good girl. Your wish will be granted. Watch as your useless clitty shrinks back down to be cute and impotent. Now come. Come like you've never come before. Come from only the feeling of a thick cock fucking your ass and come hands-free. Have a full body orgasm like a girl and fully embrace the sissy you are. That's a good girl. Let it all squirt out. Maria, reward our little slut with your cum as well. Pump her full of your fluids and fulfill the final part of the spell. Yes. Let the intoxicating pleasure of Maria's cum overflowing from your ass take you to higher levels of pleasure. Oh my. Did you just have another mini orgasm? Don't worry, my sweet girl. As my perfect sissy doll, your life will be filled with pleasure such as this. You did a wonderful job, Lady Maria. Let me kiss your splendid cock for properly breaking our precious little sissy in. And let me clean up all of this delicious cum as well. Now open wide, my little slut. Your mistress has a gift for you. My goodness, you are absolutely stunning right now. Let the afterglow of just being freshly fucked. Starting tomorrow, you will assist Lady Maria and the other dolls in maintaining the manor. If I or Lady Maria requires you to relieve our desires, then you will serve us, no questions asked. Understood? Good. And in the future, if I feel like crafting another sissy doll to play with, then if you've been good, I'll let you help break them in as well. Now rest up, my good girl. You have a wonderful life ahead of you as my perfect sissy.